This week's Parsha is Parshas Tzav, and this week's video is sponsored L'ilui Nishmas, my grandmother, Gittel Bas Rav Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the begodim of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol and place them upon his brother Aaron and his nephews to be the Kahanim serving in the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu makes a peculiar statement that he never says anywhere else. After Hashem commands him to do it, he announces to the whole congregation, "Ze hadover asher tziva Hashem lasos." This thing Hashem commanded me to do. Why did Moshe feel the expressive need to say that? Says Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that people would think that he was doing it for his own covet. He's making his brother the Kohen Gadol. He's making his nephews the Kahanim. It's nepotism. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu clearly stated, "Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem lasos." This is the thing that Hashem himself commanded, and I am not doing it with any intention of feeling good for my brother or my nephews. Rather, I am doing it all for the sake of Hashem. When we do a mitzvah, it's all about the intention of how we do it. There's a beautiful story I saw that in 1956, Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky Zatzal opened up the yeshiva of South Shore, which still exists to this very day here in the Five Towns. And he invited his father, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, to tour the yeshiva once it was opened and see the progress of the education in the building. As they went around the building, it was an impressive tour. And they finally ended by the preschool, where Rabbi Yamin showed his father, Rabbi Yaakov, the playgroup and the early childhood program. And on the door to that classroom was a beautiful, colorful mezuzah. But it was much lower down on the doorpost so that the children could reach it. The teachers explained that usually a mezuzah is supposed to be on the bottom of the top third of a doorpost. So if there's three thirds on a doorpost, the top third, the bottom part of the top third, that's where a mezuzah is supposed to be. However, this was on the bottom third so that the children could reach it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky smiled and he said, "When we do a mitzvah, we want to show the children that we raise them up to reach the mitzvah. You don't lower the mitzvah so that the child could reach it. You put a step stool by the doorpost. That way the child steps up to reach the mitzvah and he aspires to do something greater." That is the lesson of the intention of a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu's intentions were all pure. When we want to teach a child how to do a mitzvah, it should all be in the right way. It should be pure. It should be showing them how to properly do a mitzvah. That we take the intentions of raising up a child rather than lowering the mitzvah to him. May we be zeicha to always do our mitzvahs in the proper way. Have a beautiful Shabbos.